This is the six reports that we have issued related to AIG and the Federal Reserve. Most of them have focused on Treasury's assistance through TARP. This was the first time that we looked at the Fed's early intervention into AIG.
So what did you find?
We found a number of things. We found that there were a number of events that led to the Fed intervening. We also found that the Fed took a number of actions to address various parts of the challenges faced by AIG. We also found that there were a number of lessons learned that could come out of the assistance that they provided to AIG.
And we want to get to those lessons learned, but I guess, first of all, did you find fundamentally that this loan was something the Fed should do legitimately?
Well, we found that the Fed was given very broad authority under the Federal Reserve Act, and that what they did was not inconsistent with the authority that they were given.
So everybody was kind of on new ground then, it sounds like, during this 2008 crisis, which, frankly, Congress was worried about.
Yes. This was, in many ways, uncharted territory for the Fed.
So does that mean it was uncharted territory for GAO as you were looking more into it?
Well, we had looked at early on, we were asked to look at certain aspects of the government intervening in the private sector. So we had done some work in the area before. Where this particular engagement was somewhat unique is that we were asked to look at the actions that led up to the Fed actually becoming involved in AIG.
And so did the loan, I guess, did this bailout of AIG, did it occur in a way that was transparent and fair in the end, even though it was kind of on the edge for everyone's authorities that were involved?
Well, one of the things we found in looking at a variety of the Fed's interventions into the private sector is that the transparency tended to improve over time. So initially, there tended to be less information, but over time, the Fed did provide more information to the public about its actions.
Because there were third parties involved, right? It wasn't just from in other words, the Fed didn't just go to the Treasury window and get cash and give it to AIG. Weren't there third parties that were part of the loan package?
Well, to the extent that the Fed used a variety of structures to create the assistance to AIG, the Fed also hired a number of vendors and contractors to help them carry out the various programs they'd established.
We are talking with Orris Williams-Brown, the Managing Director for Financial Markets and Community Investment Issues at the Government Accountability Office. You had mentioned at the beginning of this interview that there were some lessons learned from the Fed AIG episode. What are some of those lessons learned?
Well, we basically focused on three particular lessons learned. The first had to do with identifying ways to ease time pressure in situations that require immediate response. And the second was to analyze collateral disputes to identify firms that are coming under stress. This was an issue that surfaced with AIG before the Fed actually intervened. There were questions surrounding the collateral that AIG had been posting. And finally, we identified the area of stress testing and conducting more robust scenario testing to identify the impact of various scenarios on the financial system.
Well, it sounds like those last two points are related. If there were issues with the collaterals that AIG was offering, then that would change maybe the stress test if the issues were different. What collateral did they offer, and what was the risk to the United States?
Well, in this particular issue, it had to do with AIG's relationships with its counterparties. So at that point, it didn't involve the Federal Reserve. But if an institution is not posting the amount of collateral, so it's really an issue of amount rather than type, and there are disputes between counterparties about the amount that has been posted versus what they believe should be posted, we believe this is something that the regulators should pay attention to, because it may be an early indication of an emerging problem.
So when you say regulators, you don't mean the Fed. You mean the financial regulators like the SEC or the Commodities Future Trading Commission.
Well, actually, we would
include
the Federal Reserve banks because they do have responsibility for overseeing bank holding companies. So we would include all of the financial regulators.
So I want to make sure I'm following this. Is that where part of the problem is that determining where the onus falls and who is responsible for what and how everybody keeps track of all of this?
Well, one of the challenges that came out of the crisis, it really had to do with kind of monitoring issues like systemic risk. And this is something that the Financial Stability Oversight Council has been created to begin to connect all of those dots across federal financial regulators.
Now, getting back to the Fed and GAO, there are areas of Fed activity that the GAO cannot look at. Is that correct?
Correct.
What are those?
Monetary policy activities, basically.
In other words, the main thing is not really something that's subject to GAO oversight.
Correct.
Which gets me to the next question. With all of the looks that you said there's been six studies of events that happened during the financial crisis, and Congress doesn't, I mean, what authority does Congress really have over the Fed? Because, I mean, you're working for Congress at the GAO. What can anybody do about any of this should this happen again?
Well, the six reports that I mentioned in the beginning really were the six reports that we issued that were focused on AIG. The Dodd-Frank Act gave the GAO the authority to do a one-time audit of all of the emergency facilities that were created that stemmed from the recent financial crisis. And we were asked to look at a number of process things around the creation, implementation, how the Fed carried out those emergency facilities. So we were able to look at those particular facilities. Going forward, Dodd-Frank also gave GAO the authority to look at the same types of implementation issues around any future emergency actions.
So that puts GAO then a little bit but it gives you a little more ongoing authority than you had before 2008 to keep an eye on Fed activities should they get involved in bailouts. Because ultimately, the bailout money is all Treasury dollars. I mean, the Fed just goes to the Treasury discount window, right, to get their money.
No. The Fed doesn't raise the money through Treasuries, through a Treasury.
Oh, it's the other way around, right?
Well, it's the discount window. The discount window that the Fed has in place at all the Federal Reserve banks is one way that institutions are able to address liquidity needs that they may have. So
okay.
The Fed function really is a separate function.